Hey, good afternoon, sir. My name is Joe, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm not trying to sell you a product. I'm just conducting a survey on some important issues here in the city of New Orleans. Could you be so kind to share your opinion? Are you a native of New Orleans, or did you recently move to the city, sir?
I am not from here. I'm Puerto Rican, man.
Oh, but where do you live right now? Do you live in New Orleans?
I live in New Orleans now.
Okay, but it's okay. As long as you live in New Orleans, could you do the survey the most a couple minutes? Is that okay, sir? Okay? Okay, so... did you recently move to the New Orleans?
I've been living in New Orleans for 5 years. 4 years.
Okay, thank you. Did you move to New Orleans after 2005?
First time, yes.
Okay, and...
I've been here twice.
Okay, now, do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or other?
Latino, man.
Thank you. And what are two characteristics that describe what you like most about living in New Orleans? Can you tell me two things?
Well, I came back because children were here. Because work is here. And the weather.
How about being more opportunities?
Okay. Okay, so you would say your work and the weather, okay? Thank you. And what are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans, what you don't like?
The way criminal, the crime is great.
Okay, what else?
Sometimes people.
Okay.
Some people, you know, they're rude and, you know.
Okay. Okay, I understand. Okay, moving forward, so I can get you back to your day, sir. Overall, would you say that you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following? What you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water?
I do.
I don't know. Are you
satisfied?
Somewhat or...
I'm not satisfied.
Okay. What about the monthly cost for electricity and water? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
I'm little satisfied.
Okay, what about the financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense?
We are satisfied.
What about what you pay for housing, mortgages, or rent?
Mortgage.
Are you not at all satisfied, little satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
So I'm less satisfied.
Okay, what about
insurance?
Okay, availability of affordable housing. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
I'm somehow satisfied.
Okay, what about what you pay for food and household goods?
Satisfied.
What about the preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or careers?
So it happens that I work in school.
Okay. So are you neutral?
Somehow satisfied, less satisfied,
okay.
But it's not just the teacher, it's also the student.
Okay. Okay, I understand. What about equal economic opportunities for people like you? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
I'm satisfied.
What about safety from property crime?
From what?
Somewhat satisfied, okay. What about safety from violent crime?
Oh, my God. I'm not satisfied. No.
Okay, moving forward, sir, and I want to tell you, we're at 40% of this service, so I'm almost done, okay? Have any of the following been a not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant, or very significant cause of stress in your life during the past year? Your job stability.
Not at all.
What about the health of you or family members?
Not at all.
What about your ability to get around your community in the city?
Not at all.
What about the safety of you or family members?
Somehow, you know, I don't go out that much because of that, you know.
Okay, I understand. What about meeting monthly household expenses?
Meeting monthly household...
No, meeting, expenses. No. Meeting. No, not needing. Meeting.
Okay.
Is that a very significant expense? Not significant or not at all?
For me, not at all. Because
okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Now, moving forward. Now, let me get your opinion. If you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following, making the city safer.
I say confident.
Some or a lot?
A lot.
Okay. What about improving drainage to prevent flooding in neighborhoods?
I say a lot.
Okay. What about the quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years?
A lot.
What about improving garbage collection in the city?
A lot too.
What about creating more better paying jobs in the city?
That I don't know.
Okay, what about improving the city streets and traffic lights?
I do believe that she will do it.
So you have some confidence or a lot of confidence?
A lot of confidence.
Thank you. Moving forward, sir. Now, in your opinion, do you think that the New Orleans city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
What are the options again?
I'm sorry?
What are they again?
Okay, I'll repeat the question. In your opinion, fair. Okay, you said fair?
No, what are the options? Fair.
Okay. Excellent, good, neutral, fair, poor, or you don't know?
Okay. So, I say fair.
Okay, moving forward. Now, I would like you to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago?
I was safer 2 years ago. That's for the fact. So I was.
Okay, so
that,
you would say you are somewhat less safe, or much less safe, or more safe, or much more safe.
I'm less safe now.
Okay, thank you. Now, what do you think are the factors contributing to the crime the most in New Orleans? Transportation, employment opportunities, too many guns, housing, release on bail for violent crimes, education opportunities, personal family problems, not enough police officers, or lack of access to mental health or social services?
Oh, my God. Pick one. How many? 10 of them?
You can pick anyone you want. Your opinion is what counts here.
So I say lack of good jobs.
Okay.
You know, like job opportunities.
Okay. Thank you. And
steal.
Okay. Yeah. For each of the following, tell me if you think it would be a very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans, providing counseling and social services for parents and adults. You think that's very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
That is tough. Let's say it's effective. How do you spell
your first name? Effective. Somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about increasing the police presence in your community?
Well, that would be a lot of most effective, yes.
Okay, what about implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes?
That too, that would be most excellent idea.
Okay, okay. What about better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing?
That's the key.
So I can write down very effective or somewhat effective?
Very effective. Very effective,
okay.
If they make it work.
Okay. What about providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth?
Somehow, you know, because...
Somewhat effective or very effective?
Somewhat effective.
What about create more opportunities for job training?
Yes, super effective.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Now we're at 75% and we're almost finished. And thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it would be a very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful strategy to create more quality, affordable housing in New Orleans, to convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments or condominiums. Would you think that's very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not at all helpful?
It might be helpful.
Okay. So would you say it's very helpful or somewhat helpful?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about to build accessory dwelling units, small homes with separate entrances on an existing property?
Like a second home?
No, like a small home with a different entrance on a property that already exists.
Oh, I see.
Would that very helpful or somewhat
like
helpful?
Like a creating an apartment.
That would be helpful. Okay, what about create more home ownership and financing classes?
That would help a lot.
What about create adult co-living communities for people to live together?
I don't see it happening, but you might help.
Okay, what about build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces?
That would definitely help.
Okay, now we're at 80% finish here, sir. For each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city. Do you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
What about the process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens? Do you strongly agree with this, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
I agree.
Okay, moving now, we're almost finished here. Now I'm going to read you the names of several elected officials. Would you then tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve? Sewerage and Water Board.
I mean, I approve.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly?
Did you say strongly?
Yes, sir. Strongly.
What about
yes.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell?
Strongly agree.
What about the New Orleans City Council?
Strongly agree.
What about the New Orleans Police Department?
Strongly agree.
And finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, this is for the future of New Orleans, For each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat agree, strongly disagree. Young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, so you disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat. Disagree.
What about the quality of life for me and my family will improve?
For you, for me, and the
boss? Yes.
I say somewhat.
Okay, what about young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunities elsewhere?
I strongly agree.
What about I would encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family?
I will not do it. I will not do it.
So you strongly disagree with this or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, and the final question, sir, just for statistical purposes, okay? Stop me at the range which best describes your household income. Less than $35,000, $36,000 to $50,000, $51,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, more than $100,000.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. The last one.
The last one, more than 100,000?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, 61 and above.
50 to 60.
Okay. You sound very young. I thought you were about 30 years old. Okay. Stop me. Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school?
Graduate.
College or high school?
College.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
And do you have any children under or over the age of 18 living in your household?
No.
Do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
Okay, sir, this is the last question now. What is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans? Do you own a car, public transportation, ride share, bicycle, motorcycle, or do you use a friend or relative car?
Own a car.
Okay. Hey, sir, I want to thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye, okay? You've been a great help, okay?
Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. Hello?